Me, Ed Carbajal, MMA analyst on the interwebs. You can follow me on Twitter at Carbazal. This is a Carbazal MMA podcast. I know it's been a while, but I've been working on another podcast called the Coast to Coast Combat Hour. If you haven't heard it, please go check it out. It's also on Anchor. Myself and Matthew Hawkins on the West Coast in California. We have a lot of great interviews. We talk MMA, boxing, combat sports in general. And I've been focusing on that since the last time I recorded here. But, you know, I like to keep this alive too. And I just finished watching Bellator 205. So that was a great event. I was half and half with my main card picks. But AJ McKee, I thoroughly believe he's a second generation mixed martial artist. His dad is Antonio McGee, fought in Pride. And he's a veteran of the game, so it looks like the knowledge has passed down and been upgraded with him, and he's on his way. Rafael Lovato Jr. also won his fight against John Salter with a submission. He went to the well and got his submission game on with John Salter. Final round submission. I don't know. I saw him trying too hard to do other things, but I'm glad he went to what he knows best. And then what else has gone? A lot's gone on since I last talked, but obviously the UFC 229 press conference happened yesterday. So someone on Quora asked a question directed at me. They tagged me in it, and they wanted a response. They asked, who won the press conference? And first of all, you know, press conference not a competition. The only person that wins is a promotion, but I don't think, people seem to think Conor McGregor faced Khabib Nurmagomedov. I don't agree with that at all. I think Nurmagomedov is a cucumber, and usually if McGregor can't get in his opponent's head, which is, we haven't seen it much, but when it seems like he can't get in, that's usually when he doesn't do well. He's been away from the game for a while, but I'm leaning towards Nurmagomedov winning on October 6th, but, you know, we'll see. It's not that far away. Fight night, the truth will come out either way, so the press conferences and the trash talk and all the back and forth is not going to matter when the cage door closes. But, yeah, I just wanted to get some thoughts in before I, so I don't let my own podcast die while I'm working on this thing with Matt. But, again, please check out the Coast to Coast Combat Hour podcast. I mean, we've really been putting in a lot of growth in the short amount of time since the last time I talked to you guys. T-shirts on Teespring. There's a support button on the podcast channel. We're on all the iTunes, Spotify, Breaker, obviously Anchor, everywhere you listen to podcasts. But I'll try to keep it up. October's going to be a busy month. But if you follow me on Twitter, at Carbazal, you'll see all my coverage of all the stuff I've been doing since the last time I talked. Pro Fight League coverage, Bellator, and obviously the UFC over at MMAnews.com, and all my stuff at SureDog. And the Pro Fight League content is exclusively on Front Proof Media, so please go check that out. And lots of stuff going on. It's been a busy time, but I'm going to try to keep up with everybody, so hopefully you keep up with me. All right. Take care. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.